Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you want to know more, just email sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Stephen King. He's the founder and the CEO of Growth Force, growthforce.com. He's the author of all the CEO guides to improving cash flow, profits, reducing fraud, keeping score, all those great publications, folks. And the products that they offer there at growthforce.com will really give you a chance to not only survive, succeed, but maybe not fail. That's for a lot of small business owners, that's the first step. What do I do to not fail? Then I can succeed after that. Hey, Stephen, thanks again for being here. One of the big questions that small business owners have when they're trying to grow, and hopefully Main Street's finally getting a little bit of an advantage of the momentum of the economy right now. It took us a while to catch up, but I think it's happening now in the last couple of 3 months. When we're starting to grow, when do we add people? Do we buy a machine? Do we bring on part-time people? Maybe it might be just a matter of delegating. Maybe the CEO just needs to delegate some. But if we how do we make those decisions?
Well, I think, you know, first it helps to understand how people drive profits. And GrowthForce, you know, we do outsource bookkeeping, accounting, and controller services is our business. And so what our focus is on is around management accounting and understand the unit economics. And when it comes to how people drive profit, you want to understand the relationship between revenue and your labor costs. And labor cost is a step function, right? Every time you add a new person, you step up your fixed cost. Your payroll goes up. And revenue is a slope function. It gradually increases. And you need to make sure that you're able to match the timing of when you add a new person with how quickly you can get them to billable, to be fully utilized and generating your realization rate.
A new person is more, in the beginning, a new person is not an expense as much as it is an investment, right? You have to fund that investment, don't you?
That's right. And so that impacts the cash flow. So what kind of data do you need before you hire a new person? So the first thing we suggest you look at is your leading indicators, your sales and marketing leading indicators to predict when you're going to need new people in advance. Because one of the biggest hidden costs in small businesses, people cost, is turnover. It costs $55,000 per person every time a middle manager leaves, minimum. And so if you can give yourself more lead time on the hiring so that you don't have to rush that hire, you're going to reduce the likelihood of you hiring poorly. The second data point you want is how much time does it take you for each of the jobs that you're expecting to come in. So if a new job is coming in, the reason you're hiring somebody new is because you got new work, right? You sold some work and it's got to get done, or you're expecting to sell some work. So in order to be able to predict how many people you need, you've got to have time per job. So you look at the last job, you look at the unit economics on each of your past jobs and predict that for the future. And then you can see how many hours available have you got and how many hours do you need. And then you can decide whether or not to hire somebody. Mm-hmm. But what we recommend is look at firing your least productive, least profitable clients before you bring on the next one. Because if you price the next one correctly, and you got a low margin client that goes out, that you swap out, you're going to get an increase in cash flow and an increase in profits before you add that new person. So before you hire somebody, think about which clients should be.
So you see it as a dual application of your principles. It's not just internal. It's internal and external.
Yeah, because if you can see, get visibility into which. What's your profit margin on every customer, on every job? You're going to be surprised how often the biggest clients are the ones that have the lowest margins. And they're the ones that cause your staff the most grief, which increases your turnover. And it all relates into a circle.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Another thing to do, and a lot of small business owners need to work on this, is firing themselves from jobs that they don't need to do anymore and promoting themselves to jobs that nobody else can do. That's a big one too, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's where do you add the most value? What industries? What size company? Which of your products are the most profitable because you're adding the most value? And studying those by doing the management accounting and understanding the unit economics,
right?
Then you can make those decisions. And if you've got, you know, if you find that your lowest profitable clients are a certain size or a certain industry, then that's how you tell your salespeople where should they focus.
Stephen, I got to wrap it up. GrowthForce.com, right?
GrowthForce.com, and go sign up for our blog. We'll share all these ideas every week.
Come back soon, Stephen. Stephen King, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.